Welcome, gentle listener, to this selection of stories from the paranormal world. We start the tales with a tale from Tutbury Castle, a fantastic castle in Staffordshire. Now in the Undercroft, in the mid-1990s, two ill-advised gentlemen were trying a seance with a Ouija board. And as they tried, the winds at the castle got higher and higher, and the door to the Undercroft burst open, and there was a knight shouting, "Get thee hence." The knight was floating a foot to 2 foot above the ground. However, one of the guys thought he said, "Get over the fence." However, none of them stayed around to ask him a second time. They both left. And in the morning, when they returned to the Undercroft, the Ouija board had been burnt. And every time they returned to the castle, they said they got this feeling they were never, never welcomed. And so, from that day to this, they have never set foot within the castle. Now, you can normally walk up the North Tower. Now, the North Tower itself had a fire in it. And the lady there doesn't like flames going up. People have taken lighters up there and tried to light them, had them blown out. They've tried to light matches and again had them blown out. Now, you could be saying, but what about the wind? Well, there is no wind up there. It's just as though somebody is blowing the candle out. Now, if this gentleman turned up and said, "I'm going to prove to you that it doesn't work." And so he took one of those new lighters up there, you know, the ones that doesn't have a flame. And from this day to that, he's still trying to tell me why it still won't work. He took it up there, tried to light it, and nothing happened. We've also got the white lady there, the lady who hates fires. Now, we had the Vikings there, and, somebody had the Vikings, and it was us. And there was a guy by the name of Tim, and he said, "I'm going to prove to you that..." And he said to us, "I'm going to prove to you that there's no ghost in that there tower." And so he took his light and started to climb the stairs up and round to the first landing. He stuck his head out and said, "You see, there's nothing here. And I'll go up another to prove to you that I ain't afraid of no ghost." Well, famous last words. And up he went to another level. When all of a sudden we heard this scream. And down and round and down and round and out he came, running for the fire and his friends on the other side of the castle. When talked to him, he had indeed seen the white lady. He was terrified. Within the castle, there is a folly, and under the folly, there is an oubliette. And if you've watched that brilliant film, Labyrinth, you'll notice an oubliette is a hole to forget somebody. That's what oubliette means. One way in, no way out. Now, up there, from time to time, we tend to hear scratching and gentle screams coming from underneath there. Many inspections have revealed there's nothing, nobody playing, nobody set up any practical jokes. It's just somebody who's been forgotten trying to get out. Now, if we go over to the middle of the castle, and you'll find that in the middle of most castles there is a chapel. And within this chapel, there was a wall, and within the wall, there was hidden a ring. Now, in the 1980s, the chapel was uncovered, and so was a ring. And the gentleman decided to take it home. And so home it went with him. That night, he was sitting down watching his favourite soap, Coronation Street, I believe it was, when all of a sudden, there was a rapping at his door, an urgent rapping. He went to the door to open it, and there was nobody there. Thinking it was the kids, he closed the door and returned, sitting back down, sitting to watch his television, drinking his coffee. No sooner as he sat down than the rapping started again, this time a little more urgent, this time a little bit more forceful. So once again, he went to the door and opened it, and once again, there was no one there. Thinking it was the kids, he closed the door forcefully, shouting, "Damn kids," behind him, and once again took his seat. No sooner had he sat down than this time the rappings came from the roof, the walls, the floor. Turning to look at the ring that was on the side table, he could see it spinning round and around, half an inch above the wood. And so he did what any brave soul would do. He put the ring back within the walls of the chapel. Now, if you are by chance round there and you happen to find a ring buried within the wall, please leave it where it is. And finally, a tale from the tea rooms. There was five of us sitting there waiting for the ghost waltz to start. And we were having a cup of tea, discussing what we were going to do and who was turning up. When all of a sudden, a pack of postcards launched itself from its holder and scattered itself along the floor. We looked at each other, said nothing, because we were used to these sort of happenings. Put the cards back into the holder and sat down, having another cup of coffee. 2 minutes later, the exact same thing happened. However, this time, we thought, the ghost can pick them up. We've already picked them up once already. They never did that. I hope you've enjoyed this. Small Tales of Tutbury Castle, a fantastic place to go visit. And next season when it's open, there'll be plenty of activities for you to go and enjoy. So go see the castle itself, a fantastic castle with fantastic history, ranging from the 10th century to the present day. I wish you